T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Staggering numbers. We haven't seen Lee in 60 years. The U.S. murder rate. Biggest hike in 60 years.
That is stunning.
I mean, it takes only the left could accomplish a thing like this.
Right. Exactly.
FBI data, and it's just now beginning to come out for 2020, okay? FBI data is expected to show murders in the U.S. increased by nearly 30% in 2020. That's purely depolicing right there. Mm-hmm. And then the effect of depolicing, which was that many officers just stayed in their cars. We documented that exhaustively. They were like, yeah, forget it. We're going to, you know, unless we get the call and we got to get out, we're done. We're going to let people who prey on communities hurt children, hurt parents, hurt grandmas. We're going to just let them go. Just let them do what they want. We're not going to harass them anymore. It's just can't do it anymore because of the left, because of the depolicing trend. And you know what that was based on was fake news, so much of it. Fake stats. I mean, when you have people marching in the streets outraged and a reporter comes up to him and says, how many people do you think were killed by police in, you know, in 2020? Oh, at least 1,000 were murdered by police. You're asked how many unarmed men, you know, how many unarmed black men were killed by police in, you know, in 2020? Oh, at least 1,000. No, it was less than 20. There were more unarmed white people killed. There are still 50 states in this country. Last time I checked, that's less than one a state. There are many bad things going on in this country, but this is not the epidemic they've made it. And so we are paying the price once again, Lee, for the media's lies and obfuscations and exaggerations. It's just never ending. You can't keep up with the lie, and the toll ends up being bodies stacked up when the left lies. Listen to this. This is another insane one. You just can't even wrap your mind around. More children have been murdered this year in Chicago.
I was fixing to say, must be Chicago.
More children have been murdered this year in Chicago than have died of COVID nationwide.
Good gosh.
302 kids shot in Chicago, dead. This is under the age of 18, so 17 and below, compared to 214 died of COVID. And we know from the Wall Street Journal, only half of those actually died of COVID. The other half died with COVID. Yeah. Many of them were asymptomatic. Right. They were unfortunately there for something else, including one child who drowned and lingered a bit in the hospital, tested positive for COVID on the way in. COVID did not kill the child. But that child's still in the death toll, as Dr. Marty Marquet of Johns Hopkins documented in the Wall Street Journal. So about half those deaths are quite frankly fake. If they had anything else but COVID, if they had the flu or a different cold, we wouldn't have counted them as a flu or a cold death, but they're counted as a COVID death. So, you know, have that then. So we're looking at about 107 actually died of COVID children nationwide and 302 shot in Chicago. And look how we live now. And nobody cares about the dead kids shot in Chicago. Yeah. Nobody cares. It's all whatever. Well, you know, if we could just save one life, okay, cool. Let's save one in Chicago. Nah, I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
But that is a staggering number. And do you know, and I mean, this can't continue. I mean, this is with, you know, only moderate depolicing efforts by the left. Right. You get the biggest murder rate jump in 30 years. And by the way, almost all of that, Lee, is across 30 major metros, every single one of which is blue or at least purple. There's a handful of purples.
The next mayoral election in Chicago should be very interesting. Obviously, there will be Democrats that will most likely run against the current mayor. But it would be interesting to see if how well that some Republican candidates may do in that race, too. Because the Democrats, I'm sorry, as a party, they just don't have a record to run on when it comes to public safety, period.
No, they are. And in fact, I think they're opposed to it. Except for themselves. Did you see this, by the way, this week? Okay, the week begins with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the crazy ex-girlfriend, telling people that we should free all the inmates at Rikers Island because the conditions there are not up to her satisfaction. Oh. And then it was discovered by the end of the week. Do you know she has a personal security force? Did you know that?
Why am I not surprised?
Right, so she's not worried about the Rikers Island guys because they're not coming for her.
No.
They're coming for you, preferably with you unarmed, if she had a way.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. So they never live the way they intend for you to live, ever. Well, it goes right back to the USSR. It's always been this way with them.
At least she's good about wanting everybody internationally to be unarmed because she's opposing the defense of Israel against incoming missiles from Palestinians.
And then did you see this crying on television because the Palestinians aren't going to be able to effectively kill the Israelis now? It's very sad.
You know, and I'm glad that you phrased that the way you did because that's exactly what that vote means. And folks, if you haven't heard about this, there's the Iron Dome anti-missile defense system, which the U.S. helps to fund for Israel, which protects them from those incoming missiles from Palestinians that they fire from inhabited areas so that the Israelis will then have to respond.
Yep.
And then they can have collateral damage and blame Israel for being, for war crimes or whatever. But the squad was in opposition to funding for a defensive anti-missile system. Defensive. This is not offense. You don't kill people with a defensive system. That simply allows you to defend yourself against attack. And that's what these people were against. And then cried, at least AOC is theoretically, supposedly had cried about this, because it didn't, they weren't able to stop the funding. Unbelievable.
It is. Yeah, I mean, she doesn't want them to be safe. She wants the Palestinians to have the advantage so that they can kill Israelis. And that's apparently a sad thing when they can't murder Israelis. That's how whack these people are. But you know what? Don't fall for those tears. You know why?
No, I know.
Because on this show, I mean, we passionately documented the absolutely heroic, I mean, to the point it gives me chills, actions of those black Cuban rappers that led that Cuban revolution. Mm-hmm. It still gives me chills today when you look up Patria y Vida. It's still online. It's still a beautiful, beautiful song. Rap is a very different style in Cuba. And for them to not only record that song, which was a cry for freedom, but to put their names on the YouTube video when they were still in the country is such a profound act of rebellion. Gives me chills. And yet you did not see one single condemnation of any of the violence against those people, even when they were being rounded up by the Cuban government, by AOC.
No.
And I mean, you talk about Black Lives Matter. Well, Black Lives really matter in Cuba. Do you know that the guy they got who recorded that is still in prison? Nobody knows where he is. Nobody knows if he's even alive. And not once has the Black Lives Matter crowd or AOC asked for his release. And they could do so much if they would just name him and ask for his release.
Yeah, but let's free Rikers Island.
Right, but she wants to free the people at Rikers Island.
Yeah.
But if you're black and you're in Cuba and all you want is your freedom, and these guys are dirt poor, okay? I mean, they are. I mean, you talk about Black Lives Matter. Here's a black life that matters. Here's a black life that matters so much to the world, not just to himself or his family. And yet the Biden administration never issued one word of condemnation or demand for his freedom, and AOC is the same. So I don't buy her crocodile tears.
Yeah.
She's actually inhuman when it comes down to it. They're fake, like everything else about her in that stupid dress. Anyway, can I go back? Can I tell you where the left is going right now? So we just wrap this segment up, okay? So we start the segment, 60% increase in the murder rate in America.
Right.
Sorry, 30% increase in the murder rate in America in 2020. That is a 60% jump. I'm sorry. It's early. Let's start again. We started with a 30% increase in the murder rate in America. That is the largest in 60 years.
Right. There you go.
There we go. I'm a little tired. I was up late last night.
I can imagine.
Forgive me. Okay. So these are stunning numbers. We haven't seen a murder increase like this in a single year in 60 years. Okay. And we didn't actually defund a lot of these police departments. We just sort of nibbled around the edges of it. Right. Because even the most liberal places didn't knock out their police departments. Right. Well, right now in Minneapolis, two things are going on and they are insane. There is a ballot initiative on the ballot for November to get rid of the police department and replace it with social workers and crisis, what do they call them? They're like crisis negotiators?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Okay, now get this. They just polled this, the Minneapolis Star Tribune. Listen to this. 49% of voters approve and 41% oppose. So it looks like they may actually wipe out their police department. Now listen to this. It's overwhelmingly white voters with at least a college education that back it, while blacks are opposed.
Well, isn't that interesting?
Yeah, wrap your mind around that. And listen to this. 26 community leaders, the majority of them black, just wrote a letter to the governor begging the governor to send the National Guard into Minneapolis to restore order to their neighborhoods, which they say are like war zones. There's street racing. Yeah. There's open street shooting with no one even bothering to hide their face. They're gunning each other down in broad daylight. They have a record number of children who have been killed there. At least 5 kids under the age of 10 have been gunned down in the crossfire. So and it looks like white liberals want poor black people to live this way, or else, as Joe Biden would say, you ain't black. You ain't black till I say you're black and you do what I want. I'm sorry, he was talking about voting, but yeah, you could say that for the vaccine mandate or what's going on in Minneapolis. So, you know, biggest rise in murders in 30 years, that's just a start for them. And I tell you what, liberals, the way they are, they get this passed in Minneapolis, all the right people are going to want this in all the right blue cities. They're going to become unlivable, which unfortunately means they'll come here, their voters. Try to do it again. They'll come here and straighten us out because, you know, we don't know what we're doing.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, it has now become permissible for the right people to tell the truth about Joe Biden. The truth that I was telling you last year before the election. And ended up in Facebook jail for posting. Yeah, it was fake, they said. Turns out it was. Not at all. And the implications of Hunter Biden's laptop being real and Politico admitting that a year later are, they're massive, quite frankly. Because of the other things on that laptop, we're going to deep dive into those, among other things, in the Battleground podcast. Including pictures that appear to be child porn. Look, nothing that's happening here is an accident. Politico didn't come out randomly and just decide to tell you the truth at this time. There's a hit out on Joe. That's why. It's become okay to tell the truth about it. And to ask the very questions I've been asking for months. One of my personal favorites with Hunter is the time that it's, and everybody around Hunter is actually Russian. Do you remember when Donald Trump Jr. had to spend $24,000 on legal defense and 12 hours testifying because Hillary had sent a Russian to his office, her law firm had, Perkins Coie? And he talked to her for less than 15 minutes. When he discovered she had nothing, he dived out of the meeting. None of that is illegal. But during that period, if you spoke to a Russian, that was practically high treason. And by the way, it was Republicans holding those hearings, not Democrats. They controlled Congress then. Meantime, Hunter Biden is running around. His drug dealers are Russian. His prostitutes are Russian on two separate occasions. Nobody knows that many Russians except Hunter. And at one point, one of his laptops disappears, and he even says flat out, this was reported 2 months ago, yeah, Russians probably have all the blackmail material. Yeah, they do. But when Hunter Biden hangs out with Russians, Republicans are utterly uninterested. When they steal his laptop, and even Hunter admits, hey, that's probably blackmail material. Republicans are like, let me check the weather again. Democrats are like, what time is it? No hearings. No calls for hearings. I get the Republicans aren't in the majority right now. But they can call for hearings. But you didn't see that, did you? You didn't see that. And then we find out that Joe, when Hunter's credit cards didn't work, paid for Hunter's Russian prostitute. Oh, and the blow, too, because she brought the blow. And it was a big bill. She'd been there for days. And, Joe paid for it. Gonna have hearings on that? Joe's paying money to Russians who might have stolen laptops? Nope. Anybody care about the blackmail material? No. Okay, cool. Just so we understand how it works in this country. Do you remember the coverage of Don Jr. testifying? They treated him as if he was a criminal. And we later found out that the woman who went into Trump Tower was sent by Hillary. She was working with and had financial transactions back and forth with Perkins Coie when they were under the employee of Hillary. But nobody cared. Nobody wanted to know why Hillary might have sent her in. They only wanted to know why Donald Trump Jr. might have talked to her for less than 15 minutes. 12 hours of hearings. Republicans were in charge then. We didn't have to have them, but we did. Now there's no interest. So understand this works both ways. Understand it takes the Republicans to cover up for Hunter. And Peter Schweitzer, who broke this whole thing, was on Laura Ingraham last night talking about the new emails. You know the deal that you could get if Joe Biden, when he was vice president, was in charge of something, you could pay Hunter and make Joe do things. Like if you had $30 billion of Libyan frozen assets, you wanted to unfreeze them and they'd been frozen by the Obama administration, you could like pay Joe via Hunter and they'd get unfrozen. And then you'd have to pay Hunter a finder's fee. All the emails from that deal released. They ultimately didn't go forward with it. But Hunter had made the offer. Hey, yeah, you want the money. You pay me $2 million, I'll get daddy to fix it. That is bribery, and it's also money laundering, had it gone through. And in those emails, even though that particular deal didn't go through, you can see how they work, how the Bidens work, how they're owned, and how they're all financially tied together. And the only reason we're talking about this right now is because the elites have deemed it's not for Biden. Believe me, this isn't an accident. There are people who are not happy with Joe Biden, and this is how they get them back. In fact, a lot of these emails are probably coming out of our intel community. They've got all the emails. I mean, they got the NSA data. They got the database. He just, keep in mind why you're seeing some of this happen. Joe Biden blamed our intelligence community for Afghanistan. When, to their credit, they had warned him it would collapse. They're not happy right now with Joe. And they've been getting him back ever since. That's the only reason it's gone. This is just intergroup warfare among the elites. And as a result, you are now allowed to know a truth or two about the Bidens. Not too many, though.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
What helps you get along with your family? Listen to this. A third of people say music. Music helps you get along with your family. Man, this is so true. I would have heard this before and been like, what? Yeah, they say this is good info to have as the holidays approach. If you need to avoid a big family fight, try turning on the radio. And I guess in the case of maybe Thanksgiving, Christmas, maybe seasonal themed music or just music people like in the background. A third say shared love of music helps them avoid disagreements with family members. I actually have had, one of you suggested this to me when I was talking about my kids one time, and it works wonders. You know, you're driving in the car and you're with your teenager, right? And you have that conversation, that age-old conversation between parents and child. How'd your day go? Good. What happened? Nothing. Oh, well, anything going on? Nah. How are you, friends? Good. And you know how to break through that, right? And kids will start that when they're tweens. And sometimes they're just tired. They don't want to talk. I get that. I am like that too sometimes. So you figure out, like, how do you get to your kid, right? How do you get him talking to you? My daughter and I started doing this after one of you suggested on the text line, and it's been so cool. If they got their phone, ask them to play some music. You do this with your child, your grandchild. Hey, what are you listening to right now? Like, what do you like? Play it for me. And it turned into a game. I play one, she play one, plays one. I play one, she plays one. And a lot of them, she groans. Oh, Mom. Come on. No more of that Bon Jovi. No more of that driving and crying. I hate that stuff. She doesn't like rock and roll. So I don't play it. Kind of tailor, you know. But she's come to like a lot of things I like. And I've come to like a lot of things she likes. We've discovered our taste in music is very, very similar. And so I like actually have a song list on my YouTube app now that's mine and hers. And it's the shared music that we like. I would have never had any idea our musical tastes were so similar. And I've got a very long list of songs on it that I would never even have heard had she not played them for me. And now I like them and I play them when she's not in the car. But it's one thing we do to keep the conversation going when you're in that weird tween-teen phase. And it's really cool that first time that the kid pops in and you don't have to push him anymore. Pops into the car, you don't have to push him anymore. You're like, she's like, I want to play this one for you. Can I play this one? Yeah, go right ahead. And I play one for her. And then, you know, it goes from there because the algorithms are so good. Hey, if you like this song, you like this one. And then I've discovered more music that's actually kind of modern, that's more in her wheelhouse than mine and introduced her to it. She's into it. So it's been, I've discovered modern music again. Like, you know, what 13-year-olds think is good music and actually like some of it. She is too. So try that trick with your child if you're stuck in that rut of trying to get them to talk to you and they're just not. It's hard to get them to. But I remember my parents trying to do that with me too. How's it going? Good. When you feel like you couldn't possibly explain, just play music and go back and forth. So much fun. So much fun. Texter writes, I feel the biggest implication of the Biden emails is that it confirms the extent of the coup against Trump, the actions and inactions of Democrats, Republicans, intelligence orgs, and media was criminal. Yes, it was. We documented that extensively. Another texter writes, even the Libyans smelled a rat in Hunter. Yeah, they did. Those emails are shocking. It shows you how the Bidens operate. Joe Biden was in charge of the Libyan policy. The Biden administration had frozen $30 billion in Libyan assets. They wanted them released. And so Hunter floated a deal. You pay me $2 million plus a success fee, whatever that was going to be. And we can get to Biden administration. We can get the Biden administration. We can get the Obama administration to do something for you. Just sell it. Classic bribery. That is a bribery and a money laundering proposal right there. Just because they didn't take it up, him up on it doesn't mean it's not an attempted crime. We would understand this implicitly if the Trumps had done it. But they've never done a thing like this. Not one time. Not $1. Never. Peter Schweitzer was on Laura Ingraham last night. He talked about this and how Joe is going to try to use the, well, shucks, I've never even met Hunter's business partner. Yeah, we've caught him three times now in photos with Hunter's business partners, who he collected the money from. With the Ukrainians, remember they went golfing? With the Russians at the restaurant. But he said he'd never known him before. He's never met him. I don't know him. Yeah, he does. He went to lunch with him. Liar. Which would have cinched it for Trump. I mean, if Trump had been caught doing this, he'd have been arrested when he left office. But not Joe, because it's all good. So here's Peter Schweitzer, best-selling author, on Laura Ingraham last night talking about the financial connections to Joe and Hunter, that we know this money goes back and forth.
Look, if you go through the Hunter Biden emails, as I've been doing with the team for close to a year, and scouring them, what you find out very quickly is that Hunter Biden and Joe Biden's finances are intertwined. They are not separate entities. There are numerous examples where Hunter Biden is paying bills for his father, which, by the way, is not legal. I mean, politicians can get occasional gifts from family members, but you cannot subsidize the lifestyle of a politician. That's what Hunter Biden's doing. So when Hunter Biden is doing foreign deals, whether they're these deals in Beijing where he gets checks for $5 million and there's no evidence he really did anything, or whether he's, you know, putting together a painting and putting that up for sale. At the end of the day, the way the business model works in the Biden family is that the finances are intertwined and that Joe Biden will benefit one way or another from what they're doing.
It's so in your face that these foreign governments own our resident of the White House. And they're getting ready to do it again. Here's Peter Schweitzer.
Look, let's be clear. Hunter Biden's friend, this gallery owner that is going to be selling his artwork, has spoken in the past about their desire to have ambitious plans to seek and find buyers in China. That's something that this gallery owner has been wanting to do for a while.
Yeah, this is how the Chinese are going to funnel the money to Hunter. It actually has a name. The Chinese named what they do when they buy our politicians. It's called elite capture.
Relationships to big oil or big tech, the press would be all over it. But there's a reason they don't want to deal with the issue of China. And that is a intelligence term that they use in China called elite capture. And elite capture is basically their strategy of going around the world and co-opting elites in Asia, in the United States, giving them lucrative commercial deals. Let's remember, by the way, Laura, that some of those commercial deals with Beijing are still taking place. Hunter Biden is still participating in them while his father is president of the United States. So this is a well-thought-out strategy by Beijing. Basically, what they want to do is decapitate the leadership in the United States by striking these lucrative deals, and it's worked with the Bidens and with others in Washington, D.C.
Now, he's not wrong. Remember this. I play this clip for you at least once a week. John Ratcliffe, former director of national intelligence under Trump, former federal prosecutor for his district, highly credible man. As director of national intelligence, was the highest ranking intelligence official in the land, saw all the intel. And what did he say? A significant part of our political class is owned by China through bribery or blackmail. This was on ABC News with Catherine Herridge.
You wrote a piece for The Wall Street Journal, and you say China is targeting members of Congress with six times the frequency of Russia and 12 times the frequency of Iran. What is behind Beijing's aggressive approach?
So they want laws and policies out of the United States that are favorable to China. And what they're really trying to do is, through blackmail, through bribery, through overt and covert influence, trying to make sure that only laws that are favorable to China are passed.
Have you been to Capitol Hill, and have you briefed this threat information to lawmakers?
I was so troubled by what I saw from the position as the Director of National Intelligence that I went and briefed both the House and Senate Intelligence Committees on this information, which they found surprising and troubling.
And what was that intelligence again? It was a long interview. That large numbers of our political class are owned through bribery or influence financial operations with the Chinese and in some cases other countries. Not a thing's ever been done about it. And that is why you do not hear Republicans calling for hearings. The same Republicans who subjected Donald Trump Jr. when they controlled Congress to 12 hours of hearings because he had met for less than 15 minutes with a Russian who was sent, it turns out, by Hillary Clinton's campaign. 12 hours of testimony, $24,000 legal bill to his attorneys to handle it. And they have no interest whatsoever in Hunter or his laptops or his Russian hookers or his Russian drug dealers or his bragging that the Russians stole his laptop and probably have the blackmail material. Zero interest by our Republican elites. Because you know what? They own them too. And here's the genius text of the morning so far. Still early. Texter writes, could someone explain why the very same people that don't seem concerned about human rights abuses in China and Afghanistan are very concerned about the possibility of human rights abuses involving horse ranch? Well, yes, I can explain. You can see it in the numbers. About 100,000 back from Afghanistan, but just a little over 5,000 of them were the right people. You know, the ones we'd promised green cards to in exchange for helping us at a risk to their lives in our battle with the Taliban. You see, the problem with that kind of person is they like America. They might vote Republican if we brought them back. So we were careful to hand a list to the Taliban of their addresses so it could be ID'd at checkpoints and blocked from ever making it to the airport, as we would subsequently learn from the contractors on the ground. Can't have 70,000 people come to America who might vote Republican. Good God, they like the country. It's not what we want to bring in. No, we brought people instead who'd never worked with us. Again, just over 5,000 of them ever had. They were the right people. The right people got left behind, and now they're under a death sentence. In fact, the UN estimates 1 million people will die at the hands of the Taliban in a genocide because of what we did. But they're terrified about horse range, which, by the way, has been proven to be fake. I mean, the media is still pretending it's real, but it's not. Nobody got hit with a whip, except the horse. It was reins, and that's standard. I used to ride. The angle that photo shot at makes it look like the guy's being hit. It wasn't. It was the horse. But when they use race, they learned that we shut up because we're so afraid we'll get tarred with it. So, you know, it's more fake news. They don't care about anybody, though. It's all about the votes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.